Good morning. 18:36 for the first mile. That's because I've been way too busy texting and not so busy walking. I don't want to have to shut off Pandora. It says it's still running, but stop. There we go. Okay. Yeah, Monday, the 16th, 9:22 a.m. I missed a few days, a couple. The problem over the weekend was not the weather, it was the internal climate. Apparently I was a bit on the not quite engaged side. That looks unfortunate. Looks like a vehicle took down part of the fence. Huh. Tracks in the snow. Two sections of fence crashed to the ground. Yep, that's what it looks like. Not too surprising. Some of the weather was not great over the weekend. The last few days. Friday in particular, which I think actually was a day that I walked. It wasn't too bad, but there was still a lot of snow and ice around. There's still a lot of snow and ice around, despite the fact that right now the temperature is almost 50 degrees. I'm wearing my parka, but I don't even have it zipped up. Got my ball cap on, and no earmuffs, no hoods, just walking. So thank you to Anita and Tara Lee for getting on my case at 8:30 when I wasn't walking, 9 o'clock. This morning was back to school day for the kid, last week of school. She has 4 more days. Today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, finals. She's rather upset because she didn't turn in enough work to get a decent grade. And of course it's made worse because she knows the only one to blame is herself, which is sort of where I am in terms of Saturday and Sunday. The only one to blame is myself. With the weekend, everybody slept in, including me. Saturday I slept in. It was 7-ish before I rolled out of bed. And 2 o'clock by the time I realized that I hadn't done anything and was still sitting there in my pajamas. Yesterday wasn't a terrible lot better. So today, yesterday, I really didn't want to do it. I didn't want to take the time, I didn't want to take the walk, I didn't want to walk around, but Anita shamed me into it, and Tara Lee challenged me to do it, and I knew I needed to do it anyway because there will be days where I'm not able to just because of the weather. Then it seems a shame to give up a perfectly good day like today just because I don't feel like it. And I don't feel like it to be a reason that I'm not going to do the walk. So here I am, walking. So the first mile, I was so slow in large part because I was exchanging messages with Brand Gamblin about Vito Rex. All right, we're having a discussion of whether his neo-Victorian world is steampunk or a sub-genre of steampunk. And it occurred to me just before I turned on the recorder that perhaps it's really a super category of steampunk called Vic Punk, Victorian Punk. Because steampunk is set in a Victorian world, so it's punked up Victorian. And Brand's Neo-Victorian is set in a future world with a Victorian era political system, roughly, sort of. So yeah, it's kind of interesting. And I'm still reading. It's Invito Rex is, it may be, that may be the best thing. I'm really fond of the Holden Institute, the Hidden Institute. And I like Tumblr, but, you know, the Hidden Institute is really very nice. And this one is, a sequel is right up there. There isn't anything in this book that you really need to read the first book for, which makes it the best kind of sequel. Although, some of it might be a little bit spoilery. But the Hidden Institute is very good. Invito is very good. I enjoyed the Hidden Institute very much, and I'm enjoying this one even more. I picked up a bunch of other free books over the weekend. It turns out that Guy Kawasaki's Ape, author, publisher, entrepreneur, was available, at least for some short period of time, for free. There was a coupon that I took advantage of. This is one of those books that I think has a lot more attention than it really deserves. Now, I say that just on the basis of some of the things that I've seen people say about the book, some of the ideas that seem somewhat problematic to me, like iBooks is a viable market. iBooks might be a viable market for some topics. If you're in with the Kawasaki crowd, then perhaps it does. For nonfiction, perhaps it has more merit than for fiction. And perhaps it works better on some genres of fiction. But when I was with Ryden, we had all the books were in iBooks. And the sales were like 1/1,000th of 1% of what Kindle sales were. Now, I had a lot of Kindle sales, so, you know, I'm not bemoaning those extra 10 books. But, you know, it's not exactly a viable market, in my opinion. One book a month is not really viable. One book a month is, at least for me. Somewhat problematic. I know there are people who would love to sell one book a month. One of them. Do need to get another book out because my sales are sliding down, as they are wont to do if you don't release on a regular basis. So, yes. Three books with three different editors. One of them will pop eventually. And in the meantime, I need to finish recording and I need to get the next book on deck. It's going to be interesting. I think I'm going to do a Smuggler's Tale first. I was thinking I was going to do a Seeker's Tale so that I get Ishmael back in play. I'm still kind of on the fence. And that's because... That's because I've promised to do Cape Grace next. I'll do Cape Grace next. Yeah, I've got to do Cape Grace next. I've been promising Cape Grace for months, for years. I'll get to it now. Now I need to get to it. I need to finish this up. Clear away the old business. I'm not quite ready to write the new business yet. That's one of the problems. I need to get that new business squared away. Well, I get to get the old business squared away so I can focus on the new business. There's a conversation going around on Google Plus about, can you work on multiple projects at once? And some people can and some people can't. So it's kind of a doofus question. It's one of those, oh, well, I should participate in this community, so I'll ask a throwaway question I don't really care about. Monkpo, yes. So do you work on one project or do you work on multiple projects? Well, given that I have so many projects in the air at once, I'll only write on one project at a time. I need to get some, oh, shoot, I've got to narrate a story. I forgot I promised that I would have that by last week. And I owe lines to everybody. Oh, yeah. Okay, well, it ain't gonna happen today. Today is Monday. Today is the broken day. Perhaps tomorrow. I have the elder daughter home from school. She's home from college. She came home Friday. She's home until next month sometime. And then I also have the wife home today. She's, I think she's at the doctor's at the moment. She's getting some treatment, I hope. So, yeah. Yep. I'm walking, I'm talking. I'm really pleased with Hermit. I keep thinking back to Hermit and how much I love that story. It had, I think, a pretty cool balance of action, adventure, and magic. It capitalizes on Tanis' existing powers and adds a few cool ones to her, things that cost her but are not life-threatening, although she did get a little over, how do you say this, over the top. And she did nearly die at the end, but she saved everyone. My goal of not having her be rescued was brought to bear. She was incapacitated by the rescue, which is only as it should be. And then some other people had to do the mop up afterwards, which is certainly part of the genre, part of the game. So yeah, I'm pleased, I'm happy, I like the story. It wasn't overly verbose. It didn't have a lot of fluffy kinds of, well, I need to throw an obstacle in her path, so we'll do this. It all seemed to flow quite logically to me. Wait, see what the editor says. Editor might hate it, but we'll see. I'm getting really good feedback on it. I'm really quite pleased. Most of the editorial changes have been things like WANA and appropriate placing of apostrophes. Thunk, as in the sound a door makes. Thunk is actually used 6 times, and all in the very early part of the book. And editor thought that perhaps, since it appeared so frequently so early, that it might be too much, and she might be right. But substituting it for something else is not really. Because if we substitute it in one place, we have to substitute it in all the places. Because it's the sound a particular door makes, a particular heavy, iron-bound door, when it closes. So it has to be the same sound. And if it's used too frequently, then what I have to do is take out the sound and the action that the sound triggers. Now, there may be places where it's used just for atmospheric in which case we could probably pull it out and substitute crackling fire instead, or perhaps the scent of fresh bread or some other atmospheric kind of scene setting. Let's see. I did misuse a word. I used thermostat. I don't know why I used thermostat. There's anachronisms you need to watch out for. One of them that I used in, I think it was Zephyria's Call. I called a match a Lucifer because it was a sulfur match. And the problem is, as someone pointed out to me, that the Lucifer sulfur match is so named because of a religious connotation of sulfur and brimstone that's associated with Lucifer, which does not exist in this world. So, yeah, you calling it a Lucifer was the right thing. It was the wrong thing for the right reason. I was trying to give it a localized name. And the reality was that it was totally inappropriate. So I just changed it back to sulfur match and called it good. Because that's really what it is. It was an interesting challenge to come up with something other than Plaster of Paris for the gypsum. Used in her arm cast. Now, this technology, I actually had to do some research on the technology for her arm cast in Zephyra's Call, to find out whether or not they used casts. And it turns out they used casts way back to immobilize broken limbs. This is really old technology. This is Hippocrates' time or before. They were using egg white and fabric cast, I think. But they were using casts. Plaster casts go back to the 1600s or so. So certainly consistent technology with the technology level of the world that we lived in Zephyria's Call, Hermit of Lum's Wood. They have sailing ships and gunpowder. Ooh, 1841, almost 19 minutes on the backside. See, that's what I get for taking a couple of days off. It's a beautiful day. And thank you for getting on my case and making me get out and actually walk in it. I'll try to do better tomorrow. Tomorrow I don't have an 8 o'clock appointment, so with any luck I'll drop the kid off and then come home, do the walk before I settle down. Which will make life a little more normal for me. Now, as long as this file is actually recorded, and it looks like it has. Okay. In that case, let me just point out that tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.